Beal here with the Make Today Great Moment. I have just returned back to Florida, and I have just finished a 4.5-day fast where I went on water and apples only. And it's an old Edgar Cayce detox like that rids your body of toxins. And I'll share the link below here if you're curious about this 3-day apple and water fast. And I've done it many times in the past, several times, 3 or 4 times in the past over the years. But this time, after the 3rd day, I just felt not hungry and felt like I could keep going. So I kept going, and it's 4.5 days. I broke the fast this morning, and I had 2 avocados. That was it. So in 4.5 days, I've had 2 avocados and apples and water. And this is different from the last few times, because when I broke it, the fast, the few times I've done it prior, I went back to my old ways. I went back to alcohol, coffee, eating crazy, unhealthy foods, etc. Where this time, it's been an epiphany for me, and I've realized and observed that most of my eating is habitual, and it comes around social gatherings, peer pressure, and boredom is a majority of my eating that currently or previously has occurred. And what this 4.5 days did for me is be able to observe and see how most of the eating that I did was just, you know, out of boredom, out of habit, or out of social settings. And now that I was on that fast, I was able to choose what I want to put in my billion-dollar body. You have a billion-dollar body. If here I am sitting in a car doing this, I wouldn't put sugar water in the gas tank. I'd put fuel in it, right? Similarly, what we choose to ingest determines how our billion-dollar body feels, acts, and has energy to do the things that we want to do. And if you know my teachings, I teach that there's 3 main areas of success: your health, your relationships, and your finances. I feel the foundational one is health. And for me, it's whenever I'm in a funk, or when I'm ever not getting the results in my relationships or my finances that I'm seeking to attain, I always go back to the default of how is my health. Am I getting the proper sleep? Am I moving properly? Am I eating properly? And if those things are in check, generally, life gets much easier. So here I am after this 4.5-day fast. The weight loss was a byproduct. That's not the goal of it. Click the link below to learn more about the 3-day apple fast. But I challenge you, and I dare you, to ask yourself, are you fueling your billion-dollar body with the proper foods, with the proper liquids, with the proper energy foods? Or are you poisoning, like I have, with alcohol, with smoke, some people smoke, with sugar, with candy, etc. You name it. There's a lot of things that we poison our bodies with. So just if you had that billion-dollar vehicle, which you do, and I took a picture with a $1.3 million car the other day, a Bugatti Veyron. They don't put sugar water in that thing. They put premium octane fuel. So you have this billion-dollar body. Put premium octane fuel for you, which is water, vegetables. In the 3-day apple cleanse, I ate obviously a lot of apples. Now I'm going to eat a lot of veggies, avocados. I'm going to follow the pH diet pretty much and see how that goes. But feeling tremendous. I have the clarity and the willpower like I've never had before. And that's a big statement coming from me, because I have huge willpower and clarity throughout my life. But I'm at a point now where this test, this experiment has brought me to a point where now I'm ready to take over the world. I'm ready to dare myself. I'm ready to challenge myself to go for more. So I dare and I challenge you to go for more and start with your health. Are you eating properly? Are you moving properly? Are you sleeping properly? If not, what can you do to get those in order, get those in check? And I guarantee once those are in check, your energy, your willpower, your belief in yourself will skyrocket, and all other areas of your life will kick into massive impact, massive go for it mode. So take a look at yourself, see how you can change some of your habits to get on a path to make the finish of this year the best year yet, and prepare for 2014 to be your best year yet as well. Look forward to chatting with you soon. Until next time, make today great.